Please.
Alderman, please.
Thank you. And Mr. President, Dr. Kissinger is asking for you.
Oh, fine.
You want him first?
Yes, please.
All right.
First.
There you are, sir.
Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Henry.
That triangle is continuing to work. I had Vorontsov in this evening just to hand him a copy of the communique because, well, he brought me a letter from Brezhnev to you saying that he's now looking over his schedule. He's decided June is the best time for him to come.
That's all right.
He's firmly coming in June for a most significant visit. Dobrynin and I should start working immediately. He wants me to come to Moscow in April to...
When does he think that... When should we announce this? Perhaps...
Let's wait after Dobrynin is back in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
We shouldn't do it this close to the China one. It looks too obvious.
Right, right.
But...
That's good.
It's working like a charm because before this, they were dragging... You know, they were playing us along and saying November and...
Well...
Actually, I would prefer it in November.
I know, but... Now, this will hurry us up a bit, and that's just as well, too.
We've got to work.
Now we've really got to go to work. And
Dobrynin and I now really they agree to have a SALT agreement come out of it. They sent us a list of 4 other agreements they're ready to make, health, environment, and so forth.
And maybe we can get something on that energy thing with them, too.
Right. And
I really think that on that, that would be a hell of a coup for him to get that thing.
Well, that's right. And, of course, they raised again that nuclear one. And
we'll just have to do that. Well, the Middle East is hot, tough, but...
We can't do the nuclear one without driving the Chinese into irreconcilable opposition.
What do we do about it, then?
Well, we can give them a third of what they're asking.
Which is what? How much?
The British would go right up the wall, too.
Yeah.
We can give them an agreement that we will work with them to create conditions in which such a treaty can be signed and to set up a commission to work on these conditions or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's about as much as we can do. NATO will fall. It's the effect on both NATO and the Chinese of a flat commitment not to use nuclear weapons. Would be just too disastrous.
Yes, oh, I know that, yeah.
Yeah. But if he's nailed to a visit, it's going to be... up to now, he was trying to use his visit to get us to agree to the treaty. Now he's unconditionally agreed to the visit.
Right. Good. That's good. That's good. You know, this... just looking at this... Israeli plane thing, that's a pretty rough deal, isn't it?
I talked to Rabin this afternoon. I said, what the hell did you do this for? He said, frankly, some high-ranking idiot goofed. He said, no ordinary pilot would do this, and somebody must have given the order.
My God. Well, it's...
He's coming in tomorrow.
What are the... the problem is what the Egyptians are going to do. You think they'll... still go ahead with the visit to the Palace?
No question about it. No question.
You think they will, huh?
Oh, yeah. They're getting more out of the visit than we are. We don't need the visit.
Well, we trust they will. That's, I don't want them to use this incident for the purpose of, you know, starting some silly thing, because...
I can't believe it. Almost certainly not.
Well, the Israelis are... they're taking, I trust, a very positive...
No, she's already expressed her condolences to the victims.
And I think they ought to really compensate for them, too, don't you think so?
Well, let me find out tomorrow when Rabin comes in what the situation was.
Well...
There's no excuse for it, whatever.
No, but you know, it's a, you know, a DC-7, I mean, a 707 is such an obvious... commercial plane, hell on a radar, you can tell what the hell it is.
Insanity.
And to knock down one of those is unbelievable.
Insanity. No excuse for it.
None at all. And I think the Israelis, you can tell Rabin that I feel very strongly that they ought to, I think they ought to really compensate to say that they will, you know.
Yeah.
That'd be a great gesture on their part, and it would pull a lot of the steam out of this.
I'll mention that.
Okay.
Right.
Fine, Henry.